This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United States has, since January, had a new tax code in place, as you know, a flattening of rates for individual filers, some other new provisions for people as well, but also a huge change for companies. The corporate tax rate went from 35 to 21%, in part, as the White House explained, to convince American companies to bring home more of their overseas profits. The European Union's working on a plan to thwart tax avoiders as well, which makes this maybe not such a great time to be a country that gets big benefits from what is euphemistically sometimes called tax mitigation. Ireland, for instance. So, with its all-important-to-the-national-economy tax practices under attack, do you suppose Ireland's feeling the heat? From Dublin, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on it.
Ireland has many attractions. Stunningly beautiful countryside, clever, gregarious people, and, as you can hear in this TV ad, blarney.
In the 1800s, America was the beacon of undiscovered opportunity. That opportunity now presents itself across the Atlantic.
With marketing like this and a 12.5% corporate tax rate compared with 21% in the US and with very generous tax breaks, the Irish have over the decades enticed more than 1,000 big, mostly American global companies to set up here, enriching the country.
The multinationals are a critical, crucial, essential part of our economy.
Tony Foley, economics professor at Dublin's DCU Business School, says these companies helped pull Ireland out of the Eurozone debt crisis.
Without the multinationals, we are much closer to Greece and Portugal than we would like to think.
The multinationals account for 90% of the country's manufactured exports. They employ more than 10% of the workforce. Conor O'Toole of the Economic and Social Research Institute says it also helped modernise and revitalise Ireland.
Many Irish entrepreneurs would have started their careers within these large multinationals, which have led to this kind of business dynamism and this kind of entrepreneurial spirit, which is a big boost as well to the Irish economy.
A bit alarming then for the Irish that many economists have greeted the tax incentives that lured the multinationals here with criticism and even ridicule. Invoking the most ludicrous figure of Irish folklore.
I'm a little leprechaun dressed in green.
Economist Paul Krugman called it leprechaun economics when a new tax relief led to an increase in Ireland's annual GDP of 26%.
I'll give you my big pot of gold.
Over the years, other oddities have emerged, like the so-called Double Irish scheme, under which, for example, tech giant Apple was treated as not being a tax resident anywhere. You might be forgiven for thinking that Shenanigans is a firm of Irish tax accountants. Professor Jim Stewart of Trinity College Business School says Ireland's tax model is in the crosshairs.
While Ireland benefits a lot from its tax concessions, other countries lose out a lot, and they're not happy with this.
The US has cut its corporate tax rate to 21%, down from 35%, to lure American companies back from abroad. And the EU is trying to deter multinationals from shunting their profits from around Europe into their low-tax Irish subsidiaries. Ireland is vulnerable, says Stewart.
This is very risky. If you're here for tax reasons, that means you're relatively footloose. So if the tax changes, you're more likely to be out of here.
Despite the criticism, Irish public opinion seems to back the tax-avoiding multinationals to the hilt, as I discovered on the streets around Dublin, where I met, among others, nurse Sean Robin, retiree Dennis Waring, and small hotel owner Joe Donohoe.
You have to find a way to survive, and if the way you do that is by attracting big international companies, then so be it.
Look, we're after being through a rough time. I'd say whatever we can do to get ourselves back on our feet, we'll do it.
If they pulled out, we'd be really rock bottom again.
Political and business leaders here dismiss any talk of a corporate exodus. They say the multinationals aren't here solely because of tax breaks. They've also come because of the workers, educated, intelligent, motivated and flexible. Qualities that could come in handy as the drive against tax avoidance gathers pace. In Dublin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.